Up next, we have Paige Duggins Clay from the Intercultural Development Research Association. Her bio is so impressive, and I would love to just sit up here and read it, but I'm a really bad reader and embarrass myself, at least out loud. But what I've decided is that if anybody can present recognizing, preventing, and remedying bullying and harassment in 30 minutes and give us all the answers, I really think you're qualified. So we're all very much looking forward to hearing what you have to say to us. Thank you.
Hey, y'all, how you doing this morning? I'm glad y'all made it safe. The weather is yucky out there. Hey, friends. This is my first time at the School Law Conference, so thanks for being so welcoming and to those who invited me to present. I just use this to advance. Perfect. I'm Paige. She, her. I work at IDRA as our chief legal analyst, and at IDRA, we work to achieve equal educational opportunity for all students through strong public schools. So I think we have this in common in this room. I'm so privileged to be here today to connect with y'all and sort of share this information about this really timely and important topic. We are first and foremost, a research organization. So in your materials, I've given y'all all the research, a comprehensive literature review that I personally edited and worked on, a very large technical assistance toolkit, which has both sort of like policy and research, but also some really practical resources for administrators and educators, and a model policy that you can do at your district level. So I'll talk about all those elements, but I just want to direct y'all to those resources because I think we've worked really hard on them and we've gotten great feedback that they're useful. So I know that there's a lot of smart people in the room, and everyone has likely almost certainly dealt with bullying because of the data that we know coming out both quantitatively and anecdotally about the prevalence of bullying in our schools. I want to get to some of that really important data and some of the policy and practice tips that we've been seeing and supporting schools in implementing. But I just want to acknowledge that there is a particular form of bullying that is rising and is on the rise in a way that is sort of unprecedented over the last decade in particular. There's many theories as to why that is. I have a few based on the research. And so I really am hoping that we can dig in and talk very specifically about identity-based bullying and the ways that some of our most vulnerable children are being targeted and some of the unfortunate ways that our schools are not necessarily responding in a trauma-informed, fully supportive way because I think of the really difficult climate. So here's some of our shared goals. Really ensure, right, that students feel safe and supported in our classroom communities, and that means all students every day. To really think about that students understand and know their rights and families, and know how to get information to you all, school leaders, in order to ensure that things are handled appropriately and safely and timely. To really reposition and reframe this current dialogue around parental rights and ensuring that parents and families are partners and that there is a mutual respect and trust, and how do we develop those sorts of relationships through policy and practice. And finally, making sure that our staff are trained to recognize and prevent these sorts of things in a climate, I think, that is increasingly difficult to navigate. Just to make it a little bit more personal, my personal journey with this topic, I mean, of course, as a young biracial Black woman, I dealt with identity-based bullying myself as a student in both, my element public school education and my higher education, and it sort of started all over again when I became a practicing attorney. And I'll just give you one example. The beautiful young woman you see on the screen here, is my dear friend, Autumn. And I can talk about her because, as you can see, she talked to an NBC news reporter and they got a big splash in terms of recognizing her story. Autumn was a student in Slayton ISD out in West Texas. And she was slated to be the first, I'm gonna cry, I can't even get through telling the story. She was slated to be the first ever Black valedictorian of her high school. Brilliant, caring, her teachers described her as courageous and a good friend and a helper and just a wonderful student. She had just come into the district having...